This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An Israeli airstrike hit an empty hotel on Tuesday in Gaza City, civil defense authorities said. Thick smoke could be seen rising afterwards. Israel's military has leveled swaths of the Palestinian enclave since the start of the offensive in Gaza in October 2023. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited Gaza mediators in Qatar on Tuesday in pursuit of a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas terrorists, AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
Blinken spoke to reporters while departing Qatar.
Our message is simple, it's clear, and it's urgent. We need to get the ceasefire and hostage agreement over the finish line.
Hamas and Israel are signaling that challenges remain. Hamas called the latest proposal a reversal of what it had previously agreed to and accused the U.S. of reluctantly accepting what it called new conditions from Israel. Blinken added that for the sake of civilians in Gaza, all parties need to move quick.
This needs to get done, and it needs to get done in the days ahead, and we will do everything possible to get it across the finish line.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
Russian sources say Ukrainian forces have either destroyed or damaged all three of the bridges over a river in western Russia as Kyiv's incursion into western Russia enters its third week. Kyiv's incursion into Russia's Kursk Oblast is changing the trajectory of the war and boosting morale among Ukraine's war-weary population, though the ultimate outcome of the daring incursion remains impossible to predict. Russian President Vladimir Putin accused the Ukrainians of, quote, trying to destabilize our country and vowed revenge. This